Raina Paul is the environmental director for the village of Kipnuk. Her house was one of many that was swept upriver during the historic storm last month.
We were so not ready. We were so not prepared.
Paul says the community now needs time to heal and rebuild. The remnants of Typhoon Halon devastated about a dozen villages. Months before the storm, the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency canceled a $20 million grant that would have helped Kipnuk protect infrastructure from flooding. Paul says Kipnuk has been losing more than 10 feet of riverbank each year.
We're facing erosion. The sea level is rising. The permafrost is melting.
Paul spent months applying for funding through the EPA's Community Change Grants Program, but the Trump administration terminated the program in May in a broader effort to roll back environmental justice funding. The decision is at the heart of the lawsuit that Kipnuk signed on to. In August, the court denied a motion to block the program's termination. The plaintiffs appealed that decision. Cheryl Musgrove is with the Alaska Institute for Justice.
This was a chance for the federal government to finally show that they cared and that they were willing to invest in this small community in remote Alaska.
EPA Press Secretary Bridget Hirsch said that the funding would not have prevented destruction in the community. Hirsch said that, quote, while partisans on the left would apparently prefer to have seen those precious tax dollars washed away, EPA now has the resources available to ensure the money is spent appropriately and wisely, end quote. Musgrove says the first year of the grant was meant for planning, and the construction would have not begun by the time of the storm. She says that the first phase would have also included hazardous waste removal.
Now that's in the river in the Bering Sea.
Musgrove says she hopes that the devastation of the storm highlights the needs of the villages like Kipnuk and helps them mobilize resources for finding long-term solutions. In Anchorage, I am Alena Naidin.